What do hunters, hikers, campers, and others who love the outdoors have in common with a major university? The answer next on WSIU In Focus. Lynn Anderson Lindberg is the interim executive director of the SIU Research Park and the SIU Office of Innovation and Economic Development. And just last week, we sat down with her for an unveiling of sorts. And now we'll hear about a unique partnership between SIU and the World Shooting and Recreational Complex near Sparta in Randolph County and Pyramid State Park in Perry County.
There is going to be a big public meeting, a big public unveiling on Monday, August the 5th, regarding the World Shooting and Recreational Complex and the Pyramid State Recreation Area. And I'll let you start it. What is this meeting about?
This came about because of Illinois State Senator Paul Schimpf, a Republican from the 58th District. He has two rather large state parks in his district and saw that economically they could really be the anchor for much of the development in his counties. And so he pulled together the university and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources to put together an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, to look at what exactly could happen in both of those facilities. So this has been going on since May of 2018, and we're wrapping up 15 months of strategic planning activities. It was very important for us not to have a top-down plan where SIU came in and told everybody this is what you need to do. Instead, this was a very bottom-up activity. So the task force that came together, in order to be on it, all you had to do was be pro one of those or both of those parks and really interested in the future of Southern Illinois. So SIU facilitated. We brought the group together on a monthly basis at each of the facilities, and the people who participated went through what the history was, developed missions, a vision for each of the parks, and then really got into the hard work, which was developing strategic goals.
Okay, so you, for example, you got people that love hunting and fishing at Pyramid, people that love doing trap shooting at the World Shooting Complex, the users of the facility, right?
Very much so. Not only users, but the business owners who are impacted by the users. So if you happen to own a small sporting goods store, that could be very important to have a lot of activities where people are hunting and fishing and will come to you for their supplies and their guns and their fishing equipment. It also could be a hotel owner who has rooms available, or someone who sells camping supplies, or the many restaurants located both in the Pinckneyville and Sparta areas.
A lot of people, they may not be really avid hunters and fishermen and use the recreational complex, but yet following the economic cause in effect, how those places do, mom-and-pop businesses do, right?
Most definitely. And it's not just the economic impact, it's also the quality of life. So there are many activities that take place in both of these facilities that are educational, whether it's a group of students learning about and putting up a butterfly habitat or another group of students who are learning how to shoot. Education is very important to both facilities. And so the mom-and-pop stores are also very important because that really is the heart of Southern Illinois businesses.
And, of course, as we all know, but I think it bears repeating, when local private businesses do well, they buy things. They can pay property taxes. There's just no end to the benefits, right?
Exactly. And what you see in districts that have a lot of state property is that they need other businesses in order to help keep the property taxes and the other taxes down for the people who do pay them. And so we want to look at both of these state facilities as assets.
Did Senator Schimpf contact you and your office to help get this ball rolling?
He actually went directly to Chancellor Montemagno at the time, and this MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, that was signed just said SIU. Then Chancellor Montemagno tapped our former director, Kyle Harfst, to really get this ball rolling. And Kyle and I worked as a team, and we added several people from the faculty who have expertise in forestry and land management, grassland management, wildlife activities. And so a team of people from SIU have been working on this.
And I'm going to look at the actual, and I'm not really spilling the beans, your recommendations have been made public to quite a few people. talking about Pyramid State Recreation Area, the strategic goals, identify and secure sustainable funding sources, maintain habitat for supportive field trials. There are several others, expand hunting opportunities and improve hunting quality. The recommendations, it's more than just to enable these units to make more money, correct?
Oh, definitely. It's about improving the quality of what's there. When you manage a facility that's so large, 19,000 acres, there's a lot of land, a lot of diverse land. One of the challenges at Pyramid is that there is an invasive species or two that has crept in. The autumn olive is one of them. And because of this planning process, the Friends of Pyramid State Park,
there was a group.
They've been able to secure a grant from the Illinois Clean Energy Coalition, I believe it is. Okay. And they will actually be giving them money to help eradicate the autumn olive species. But because of that one grant, then they've secured money from five other sources. So that, you know, $29,000, $30,000 grant has mushroomed into over $100,000. And so that will be taking place starting this fall and into the spring.
I like this strategic goal number 3 for the World Shooting, develop non-shooting recreational interest. And I really like that because a lot of people might automatically, if someone really isn't into guns, they might say, well, there's nothing at that facility that would interest me. But that is wrong.
That's correct. There are trails you can walk. There's a huge camping facility. So if you are coming to Southern Illinois and you're looking for a great place to camp that gets you fairly close to the Metro East, but also very close to the Shawnee National Forest and other lakes and activities, this is a great place to go. So it's not just about hunting and shooting. Another thing, in the past, they've had several concerts, and that's something we'd like to see more of. The conference facility there is also a venue for weddings and receptions, high school dances. Students come out there for class activities. So there are a lot of other non-shooting activities that can and do take place out there.
As we wrap this up, getting back to the actual public meeting Monday, tell us about what is going on August the 5th. And, of course, the public is more than welcome to come, right?
The public is definitely invited. We'd like to have as many people there who'd like to know more about what the process has been and what the parks and facilities will be doing moving forward. The activity will begin about 4 o'clock, and it is at the main complex for the World Shooting and Recreational Complex. However, both activities are being highlighted. So even though it's not at Pyramid, we will be presenting both reports. The director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources will be there. She is coming from Springfield for this event, as well as to help kick off the Grand American at 6 o'clock. So we will be presenting the reports to her. Senator Schimpf will be there, as will Chancellor Dunn. And then our SIU team will be there as well. And everybody from the task force who can make it, from both of them, will be there also.
That was Lynn Anderson Lindberg, Interim Executive Director of SIUC's Office of Innovation and Economic Development, talking about the big public meeting, which will take place on Monday, August the 5th, at the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Sparta. You can hear more of our interview on our website. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.